There is increasing pressure in society to move ourselves out of the physical space of the world and into a virtual environment. Perhaps you felt it. In fact, in a recent study that just came out, they're blaming cell phones in the virtual world on mental illness in our children. I can't help but wonder, is that leading to mental illness as well with adults? As we go about our busy days and have all of our various tasks to do, we are oftentimes inundated with emails, phone calls, and text messages, and where we're living this dualistic life, both here in the present moment in a physical space, but distracted so often by cell phones that we immediately reach for right off the nightstand when we wake up. And what's that doing for our psyche? What's that doing for our professional lives? What's that doing for our marriages and our families? Well, I think you're going to be interested in the conversation that I have for you today. So sit back, grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it is that you're into. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden.
America Emboldened.
Greg, I feel emboldened.
You don't know the founding fathers. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they sacrificed. We have lost touch with the principles in the Constitution. Nobody's read the Declaration of Independence. You are voting for socialism, and you got what you voted for.
So we live in a distracted world. I mean, I know that I'm a distracted person as well, that often deals with an unhealthy level of stress and anxiety. And that wasn't always the case. I was normally somebody that could kind of put everything in the boxes and be highly functioning with all the crazy thoughts that constantly go around my brain of wanting to do this, then wanting to do that. I used to be very well organized within all of that. But then at some point in time, I've kind of become cluttered. And I started to realize I'm reaching for my phone first thing in the morning. I'm very distracted. And at times I would lose focus. Well, my guest today is somebody that I actually reached out to about a year ago when I was thinking about what is the focus of this show, America Emboldened. And so Jessica D'Angelo, who you'll be hearing from, she's an absolute trailblazer in the nature-inspired business consulting form. She's offered transformative experiences, and impact-driven leaders have really gone to her to find out what's the secret here. She's been a keynote speaker. You can find her in different talks, executive coach, a business strategist. She's been empowering people lately to embrace their authenticity, as well as fearlessly collaborate with others. And some of the companies that she's worked with in her career are Fortune 500s like Amazon, Apple, Nike, Uber. I mean, this is just an absolute awesome guest to have for you to put things in the perspective about how do we unplug and start to plug back into what really matters ourselves. And so today you can find Jessica as the chief hiking officer and strategic visionary behind the brand Hike to Become. And now Jessica joins us to the America Emboldened stage. Welcome, Jessica. Good to see you again.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners.
Oh, it's an honor to have you join me. You were very valuable in helping to put my show and my vision for the show into a proper perspective to figure out, you know, what is it that I want to do with the podcast? And then why does it matter? Why does it matter to do the work that I do? And you were on your own journey during this time as well. And so it was nice to talk to you and see this, but I reached out to you because I'm seeing CEOs of companies starting posting videos walking with you on nature walks, talking about how you're revolutionary in the way that you're connecting people to their purpose-driven life in a way that not too many strategists probably take advantage of. So maybe let's start here. Who is Jessica D'Angelo?
Isn't that the question? Well, I would share with you that, as you mentioned, I was on my own journey, like we all are, in finding our purpose in this life. And if you would have asked me that question, Greg, about 6 months ago, I probably would have struggled to answer you. Let's just be brutally honest, right? And as you well know, I left corporate America about 2 years ago. I started my own consulting business. And I started to realize, as many entrepreneurs do, that doing your own business sounds really wonderful on the forefront. It's a glamorous thing. You're going to have all the freedom and enjoy all the things. And then very quickly, you fell into the reality of this is really hard. It's hard to build your own business. It's hard to build your own brand. And so what happened for me is that I actually had this interaction one day where I was working too hard. I was upstairs with my kids in our loft where we keep all the toys. And I was playing restaurant one Saturday morning and my phone dinged. And I'd like to say I didn't answer it. Like you mentioned in your intro, we're all so addicted to technology that we'd like to think we put those that we love the most in front of us. But the reality is, Greg, I went ahead and I answered that ding. And the room got eerily quiet for that of two toddlers playing. So when I looked up, my daughter looked at me and said, "Mom, put down your phone." And for any of your listeners out there that are parents whose small children have called them out for being on the phone will know that was a pretty eye-opening experience for me. And so a few days later, after wrestling with this, what am I doing wrong? Why am I working so hard? This wasn't the vision I had for my company and myself. I decided to go for a hike. And I actually woke up at like 5 a.m. It was December in Idaho, freezing cold. There was snow everywhere. And so I went for this hike, Greg, and it wasn't an epic hike. It was like a mile up to the top of one of these foothills. And I watched the sun come up. And I asked myself that very question you just asked me. Who is Jessica D'Angelo? When you strip away all the things I've done throughout my life, all the titles I have, the most important being wife and mother, business owner, I realized that I had lost the connection to myself. And being busy and distracted by my cell phone was just a symptom of the greater disease, which is feeling disconnected from my own self and my authenticity. And so as I watched that sun come up that morning, I stared at the sun and I thought, maybe I'm asking the wrong question. Maybe instead of asking, what's wrong? Maybe I should start asking, when was I the happiest, the healthiest, and the most fulfilled in my life? And that's when it hit me. It was always when I was hiking or being in nature. And it was very ironic. It was like the universe sort of picked me up that day and said, here's your sign.
And so on your social media that you have, you've always, I can go back to like 200 weeks ago and I can find photos of you out in nature, which is one of those recalls of, perhaps sometimes we just need to be hit over the head with a frying pan, so to speak, to say, what brings me joy? What brings me happiness? Well, look at that. There it is. Mm-hmm. Years ago, you were out hiking and enjoying nature. There's photos of you sitting on canyons, basically. And at some point, we lose that connection, whether it's family that comes in the way of that, business opportunities come in the way of that. The chase, so to speak, for what it means to be, I'm going to put this in quotes, success, right? Because success looks different to everybody. But that distraction, that want to give meaning, sometimes we lose the perspective of that the meaning already exists in us, that we chase a meaning rather than find it within ourselves, in our own hearts. I think that's where society is at the present moment. I feel like something doesn't feel right. But after this eclipse, with millions of Americans all staring at the same thing and pausing, it gave me a little bit of hope that maybe people are realizing there's other things to focus on. As you started to do this work and go on hikes and encourage people to connect themselves with nature, tell me what some of the things people are telling you they're experiencing as they're starting to join you in reconnecting outside into nature.
Sure. Just to take it back a moment, Greg, because it'll give it a little bit more context for you. So when I was up on top of that mountain that morning, I started thinking like, why? I'm actually just showing up in my own consulting firm like I would in corporate America. And I'm not showing up as my authentic self. And so as I started climbing back down the mountain, that's when it hit me. Okay, well, if the solution is I've always been the happiest and the healthiest and the most fulfilled in nature, I'm going to challenge myself to hiking for 31 days straight in the month of January. Now, let me ask you, does that sound like a smart idea in
Not
Idaho?
In January? No, it sounds dangerous.
Yes. So it sounded incredible on top of the mountain. And then like coming back down the mountain, Greg, I slipped and fell in mud, like not once, but twice. I bit it. I like had total like slap in the face. Like maybe this is not a great idea, Jess. Like maybe you should get back to painting or yoga. Like maybe hiking every day isn't for you. And I let all those limiting beliefs sort of creep in, if you will. Like, hey, you're not an epic hiker. You know, you're not running off to the Pacific Crest Trail. You're not in the best shape of your life. Who are you to tell people to get out in nature and reconnect with themselves? And this is where, to answer your question, what are my clients reporting? And I use this as an example. I had this extreme moment of clarity, Greg, where instead of getting distracted by my cell phone or another person in that moment, where I would have let those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs linger, because I was in nature and I was in movement and I was in my flow, I actually came to my own rescue in that moment. And I said, actually, most people are just like you. They are dealing with not being in the best shape of their life. They're feeling this authentic disconnection from themselves. And if anything, these are all the reasons you should do it, because first you need to prove it's possible, no matter how hard, in Idaho, in the snow, in the mud. And second, you also need to get to the other side and realize what is waiting for you. And so what my clients are reporting and what I'm seeing is these moments of extreme clarity because they're not distracted by all the noise.
It's interesting. I did a show several weeks ago where I talked about being at Chris Michael's wedding, and mm-hmm. I ran into a psychic. And the psychic told me, amongst many things, but that I need to start grounding myself. And she said, you know, I want you to go take your shoes off, stand in the grass 20 minutes a day. And then she paused and she goes, that's not going to work for you. Lay down and just lay in the grass for 20 minutes a day. You need to ground even more than just your feet.
Interesting. And
yeah, because I believe that what you're experiencing and your clients are experiencing is actually something that's much bigger than any textbook on health. It's much bigger than any psychiatrist could put together out there. It's actually talking about our human nature. It's what connects us to Mother Earth. It's what grounds us to one another to make us realize that that squirrel over there is living life just as we are. And somehow we get the superiority complex at some point in time and forget that the squirrel is part of life, or the dog or the cat, just as we are. And so I believe what you're dialing into right now is this grounding that is giving focus to intent and permission to be exactly who we can be authentically once we're completely unplugged from the matrix, so to speak. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you're onto something for sure. So what I realized when I started first practicing it myself, the month of January, is that number one, you have to do it every day. This is really important. And so I came up with this little acronym. It's goofy, but so you remember it, is I was practicing what I like to call the hike methodology. So H stands for hike or walk, I for in nature. And I'm going to get into the science behind all of this in a second. K for keep it off. Just remember, keep off your tech. Otherwise, it's counterproductive. And then E for practicing it every day. For me, I challenge myself to 31 days. I try to practice it every day today, even though we're far from January. But there's a lot of science to support sort of what you just said, Greg. And, you know, we both share a love of grounding. I hang out back, run around barefoot with my toddlers all the time when I need a moment to just sort of reground myself in nature. But when this started working so well for me, I'm a researcher. I love data. And so I started pulling up peer-reviewed articles and studies that have been done to show the profound benefits of what I was just practicing almost on accident. And the reality is there is definitely scientific evidence to prove that if you spend 10 minutes or more in nature, your feelings of stress and anxiety will dramatically decrease. If you spend 20 minutes or more in nature, Your feelings of emotional well-being will increase. Your endorphins start rushing. But what I'm most interested in, Greg, and I'd love to talk to you more about, is 30 minutes or more in nature actually drastically increases your cognitive function. And that's your ability to be creative. That's your ability to process information, to remember information. And I found on days that I hike or practice this, I am way more productive in my life and my business than on days that I can't seem to find the time to do it. So for me, when I'm teaching a lot of my clients right now, oftentimes people will be inspired by my work and then say, but Jess, I don't have 30 minutes. And I tell them, you're asking the wrong question. What if I could give you 2 hours back? And then I have their attention.
Hmm. You know, I'm always impressed at the people that wake up in the morning and they are worked out for an hour and 30 minutes before they ever go to work. They eat well, mm-hmm. and then they find time to walk the dog and do other things when they get home, because quite honestly, that's not my life. My life is my alarm goes off at 5:45. I begrudgingly get to the shower by 6, and I'm in the car by 6:45 and walking through the door at work at 7:10. And I'm lucky if I get to walk the dog at the end of the day. So tell me, when somebody tells you, like, hey, I have trouble finding those 30 minutes, as I'm telling you right now, what's your response, people? How do I find that time in my busy schedule as well as the motivation?
So I try to do it where it's not tough love out the gate, Greg, but with some of my clients, it's some tough love out the gate. And listen, I'm not perfect. I had to practice it on myself as well. As you know, I'm a business owner. I'm a mom to two incredible children. I'm a wife. I'm a community member. And so I would give myself that same talk. And I would say, I don't have 30 minutes in my day. What helps me over that hump, if you will, is by challenging myself. I'm super competitive, especially with myself. And that's one of the tools I teach in Lessons Nature Can Teach Us, is about being radically self-aware. So I'm self-aware enough to know that I'm hyper-competitive with myself. What is the only way that I'm going to practice this? If I challenge myself and I do it publicly, then I'm going to have to show up every day. So I would share with you two things. First is, we all have 30 minutes in our day. We're lying if we don't. We would have to give something up. It could be, who knows? It could be Netflix. It could be a good book. It could be something. But I like it when someone trusts me enough to try it for 1 week and then they're hooked. So I have a question for you, not to put you on the spot in front of your listeners, but like, let's do it. Would you trust me for 1 week to practice this hike challenge? I'll keep you motivated. I'll send you reminders, but would you be open to trying it for a week?
Sure. I'll do anything for a week.
Okay.
Especially if you're saying this is going to benefit my mind, my cognitive ability. Absolutely. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
So, what I found is the sweet spot seems to be 31 days, but I like to, just so you know, I'm setting you up here. But getting people started on 1 week is much more palatable. It's like, here's the appetizer. It's amazing. And then like, we'll sit down for the 31 days later. But I will tell you, Greg, one of the biggest epiphanies I had while I was hiking was, why am I separating my personal life and my like professional life so much? If I love hiking and I'm seeing these profound benefits, what's to stop me from actually including that in consulting with clients, in my keynote engagements, in writing business strategy? And it's been such an interesting journey for me, because the moment I stepped into my authenticity and embraced like my passion, my love, being in nature with my clients and other people, my business is so much more fruitful than it's ever been. I have a lot more engagement from people. People want something like this in their lives. They don't want what everyone else has around business consulting. They want a fresh perspective. And I believe Hike to Become gives them that.
I think people are fatigued in a lot of ways. Like, so something I'll offer to you that I've noticed on my show, the political side seems at this point in time to be something that people are tiring of. People are getting beat over the head with politics 24/7, stories that are fatiguing the adrenal glands, stealing the cortisol from the body because everything's a crisis. Oh my, World War III around the corner in the Middle East. Meanwhile, I found that giving people a reassuring message that no, that's not what this means, that no, there's not a good guy and a bad guy in the sense of the way that people would like to pit the traditional good versus evil has been very helpful. But the shows that are doing really well for me, both on the network as well as on the Patreon page and the video side, are actually the shows where I get away from politics completely and I connect with individuals that are talking about energy, spirituality, astrology.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious. Are you seeing that maybe even from a business practice perspective that what's going on here is people have been manipulated into this cortisol response and you're helping people reset? Do you think that's a possibility?
Absolutely. And I don't just think, I know. So can I nerd out with you on a
Please
minute?
Please do.
Okay. So are you familiar with, have you ever heard of Shinrin Yoku?
No, I have not.
Okay. So Shinrin Yoku is the Japanese art of forest bathing. It was coined in, I think, like 1987 in Japan by a bunch of fishermen who sort of coined this term. But it's a little bit different than what I'm practicing. But at its core, it's the idea that you spend time bathing essentially in nature. And so what you're doing, and I love that. Keep a picture of nature up because I'm going to get to that in a second in this study. So what you're doing when you're practicing a form of Shinrin Yoku is you are shedding tech. You're getting in movement, but it's not about like an arduous hike. You're not hiking up a mountain. You're just mindfully spending time in nature. This art of Shinrin Yoku teaches you to stop and figuratively smell the flowers, but do it with intent. And so what you're after, what you just mentioned about cortisol levels, so I've actually looked into this quite a bit. They ran an interesting study, Greg, back in 2005, 2006. And what they did to run this peer-reviewed study is they actually took two cohorts of very healthy college-age males, and they made sure that they ran tests, made sure everybody was pretty healthy so that nothing was disturbing the credibility of the study. But what they did is they separated them into two groups, and one was a city group and one was a forest group, okay? And first, they ran a baseline biometric reading on all of the individuals, both the forest group and the city group. They tested their cortisol levels via saliva. They tested their heart rate and their blood pressure. And then what happened next is really intriguing to me. They actually just took each individual group into a room and showed them an image, just like you have up on the screen right now, of like a beautiful forest for the forest group. And then an urban landscape, the city for the city group. And they showed them that, I want to say it was between 20 minutes and an hour. And then they brought them back out of the room and they tested their biometrics again. Do you have any guesses as to what the results were?
I'm guessing that those that were exposed to nature were reduced in levels of cortisol. And those that were in the urban environments experienced more of a fight or flight response. The cortisol went up.
So you're onto something. Absolutely. So I don't believe that the cortisol actually increased, but I will tell you that the cortisol, blood pressure, and heart rate for the city group stayed about the same as it did at the baseline measure. The forest group, however, had the most dramatic decrease in cortisol levels. And I mean, like you just mentioned, that's our stress response hormone. So what if, even just looking at a picture of nature, is going to have that sort of response? So then the next phase of this experiment is they took both groups into that habitat for at least an hour walking. This is where the numbers get really interesting. Any guesses what happened there?
At that point in time, the blood pressure had the dip, right?
Pulse
probably relaxed as well.
For sure. And so the city group actually stayed pretty similar to what it was prior. Now you have the benefits of exercise, which we'll get into in a second. But the city group didn't really move that much. It moves a little bit. I would say 1 to 2 percentage points on blood pressure and heart rate. But what's most fascinating to me is the forest group overall cortisol levels dropped by like 15.8% from the baseline.
Wow.
That's a big shift, Greg.
Yeah.
That is a big shift.
I don't even want to know what my cortisol levels are on a daily basis.
Neither do I.
I'm pretty sure they're unhealthy levels many days, especially when YouTube cancels me for 2 weeks with Dr. McCullough or a huge story breaks and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to cover it. I run on cortisol. You know, some people run on coffee. I run on a healthy dose of cortisol. So maybe I do need this 1 week challenge that you're giving me that will turn into 31 days before I know it. And
for sure.
I'll be doing a Morgan Spurlock documentary by the end of this.
I love it. I love it. Well, what would be interesting is to set a baseline of how you're feeling. If you're being honest, maybe just take a moment, and I ask clients to do this. Take a moment and journal sort of your day-to-day. What does your day-to-day feel like? How would you rate your stress levels from like 1 to 10, for example? How would you rate how productive you are? Maybe make a mental note when you have your biggest slump in the day, when you feel the least productive, and then start practicing this for 31 days and come back and see how different you're feeling. And I think that'll tell you a lot.
So I'm curious, like here in my neighborhood, I'll walk the dog through the streets of the neighborhood. Sure. I'm in the suburbs, not in a hiking area. And Delaware isn't known for a lot of its hiking trails. I have to drive about 20 minutes to get to a decent hiking spot.
Sure.
So will this work just being out in nature, out on the walkways of the neighborhood, or because of the scenery, I really do need to immerse myself into a nature walk? What's best here?
So I like to give advice along with a little sliver of practicality, because we're all doing our best, right, in this human existence right now. So first and foremost, I would say, look at it this way. Wherever you can get where you see more blue sky, more ocean waves, more green trees than concrete and buildings, the better. However, if you don't have time to get out to a hiking trail, but you do have time to get out, still get out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that leads me to sort of why it's so important to be in movement. Are you familiar with EMDR, the therapeutic?
Yeah.
Okay. So EMDR was actually developed by a doctor while I believe she was walking in a park. And so what's super important about this sort of hike methodology is you're not just in nature, you're also in movement. And when you get in movement, especially when you're walking, hiking, doing something that's moving both the right and left side of your body, what you'll find is it actually creates bilateral stimulation. Well, what the heck is that? I mean, I had to Google this stuff too as I'm researching it. But what that means is it's balancing the right and left hemispheres of your brain. Well, wow. So nature's already improving your cognitive function, the way you're remembering information, how productive and creative you can actually become. And now you have this incredible balancing of the right and left hemispheres of your brain. I mean, I don't think anyone's really done a thorough study of this, and I'm still trying to find it. So if any of your listeners have some research articles to send my way, please do. But this is pretty powerful. So to answer your question, if you can get out to the hiking trail, do it. If you can only get for a walk around the neighborhood with the dog, do that. But I would encourage you, do it for at least 30 minutes. You ready for the hardest part? You ready for it?
I'm ready.
This is where everyone freaks out on me, by the way, like on the hiking trail or in a keynote. So do you remember the K part of hike?
Tell me again, H-I-K-E. What was the K for?
Keep it off.
Oh, so I can't have my headphones in.
You can't have your headphones in. No, so this is so funny to me. This is hysterical. I led a community hike this past weekend with just a bunch of neighbors in my community. And Greg, when I told them all to hold up their cell phones and turn it off, you should have heard like the moans and the groans, and people like didn't want to part with their cell phones. And a lot of people tell me, Jess, I practice hike all the time. I listen to my podcasts. I call my Aunt Susan. I do X, Y, and Z. And I say, try it without your headphones. Shut it off. Because your brain is not really functioning the way I'm telling you it's going to function or see those incredible like increases in creativity and productivity if you're distracted. So get the earbuds out, turn the cell phone either on airplane mode or just shut it off. I do like to tell people, please keep it with you for safety reasons, right? I don't want to be like.
So keep it off and keep it with you. I like
keep it off and keep it with you. Here, I don't want you eaten by like a mountain lion and you can't call 911 because Jess said to not leave your cell phone in the car. But yeah, I think so when you practice this for a week, here's what I would say. Just practice it in its truest form. And I'm really curious to see how it actually helps you when you're dealing with stuff like some of the stressful situations you just listed off.
Yeah. So let's go over the hike method again. So H stood for what?
So H is hike or walk.
So going just for a hike. I can remember that one. That's easy.
You can remember that one. So, right. And by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know, like everyone looks at me and they're like, I'm not a hiker. Do you know what the definition of a hike is?
No. I actually don't. That's so simple.
Isn't that
I should
so
know
simple?
That.
I had to look it up too, Greg. I was like, what is the definition? It's not scaling a mountain. I'll tell you that much. It's taking a leisurely stroll in the woods or wilderness. Full stop. Nice.
Off to grandma's house we go.
Yeah, off to grandma's house we go. Yep. And so I is for being in nature. And that goes back to the Shinrin-yoku study I referenced.
Correct. Yep.
From 2005, 2006. If you surround yourself in nature, you're going to see much more profound benefits. K is for keep it off.
Keep it off. I got that one now.
I'm also including your Apple Watch, your Fitbit, all the things. You don't want to be distracted. I'm telling you, you don't want to be distracted.
I can't have my, how am I supposed to, like, you know, track my miles?
Let me ask you a question, Greg. Let me ask you a question. Do you really need to know?
I mean, do I like to know? I'm a data-driven guy. I mean,
Greg, I am too. Do you know how painful it was for me in the month
this
of
This is actually
January?
Difficult. Like, I thinking know, about this, I'm getting anxiety.
I know.
Going,
I love I see it. I yeah. see it. The whole month of January. Now I think you probably know I am super data driven as well. I like to see, I'm hyper competitive, so I want to see how many miles right. I clocked and all the things. Do you know how irritating it was for me the first couple of days not to know? And then I started realizing that's never been the point here. The point is getting to the other side. And so I know it's painful, but here's the deal. You're doing the miles anyway. You're putting in the steps anyway.
Right.
Why don't you just trust that you're doing it's what's happening. Best for you, that it's happening.
Okay. All right. And then E.
Every day. Practice it every day for you're committed to 1 week. We'll see if I'm going to try to get you to do 31 days. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, that is the start of the methodology I teach. And then after I teach that methodology, there's a whole other side to this when you really start embracing it, where there's other skills that nature can teach you. And so in my keynotes, for example, Greg, I start with the first 25 to 30 minutes in my keynote talking about the hike methodology, the incredible problem we have disconnecting from our tech right now. You mentioned it in the intro. We're all so consumed by tech. Like right. we check our cell phones first thing in the morning, last thing at night. It's ridiculous. But then I show a picture, much like you flashed up on the screen, of like an emerald green forest for most of my keynote. And I explain to them just by showing my audience that picture, I'm driving their cortisol levels down, right? I'm sending them a message to drive those cortisol levels down. But my favorite part is when I say, do you know what's better than a picture?
Experiencing it yourself.
The real thing. And then everybody's face changes. Typically it's after lunch. Have you attended any? I'm sure you have. You're a teacher.
Yeah.
Speakers come to school, workshops, different things. It can be, and sometimes regardless of how inspiring the speaker is, the last thing people want after a day of sitting and being talked at is more sitting and being talked
yeah.
at. And so I'm trying to change that experience up where when I can, if the group is small enough, I'd like to take them on a guided hike. And then I bring them back into the room and we start workshopping. How do you use these incredible tools we learn in nature to be more present in your professional life, to be more present in schools, to be more present in anything you're doing. And the benefits are so profound.
Well, you went on a walk with a former football player, Mike Pulaski.
Yes.
And he made some time, it sounds like, to go out with you and experience this firsthand. And I was wondering, if you don't mind, I'd like to play that clip for people to hear his words.
Sure.
While, he was walking with you. So
yes, absolutely.
Yep, I'm going to put that up on the screen right now. Here we go. And you'll have audio on the podcast. Here it is.
Hey, everybody. So coming to you this morning from Fort Worth, Texas, and I've got a guest. We'll get to her in just a second. But we're down here speaking at the Expert School Mastermind event. Love getting up on stage, love meeting fantastic people, but I'm taking my morning walk and Jessica is with me out here today. I've shared some of her stuff with you. You guys have to check her out. She is all about walking in nature. And the best part is she comes from the corporate world. She is all about business. She's working with executives and she's so powerful in what she does. And yet it's so human. And that's the part I love. And so Jess and I, she's taking me for a walk this morning, which is awesome. But tell me how did you start this? This is amazing.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to be here. I love hanging out with Mike. He's one of the coolest people I've met this weekend. So my shtick is that I love being in nature. And several times throughout my life, I started to feel really burnt out. And I realized that the one way I could always find my way back to myself and what I really wanted was just by being in nature, hiking daily. And so right now, what I'm practicing is 30 minutes a day in nature, in movement, unplugged from technology. And I coach leaders and executives to do the same and realize the power that can really have on their life, their perspective, changes in executive functioning, changes in making decisions, and it's been really powerful in my life. So I just feel this deep responsibility to share it with everyone around me. So this morning, before we took this video, Mike and I had our cell phones off.
That's right.
And we were just practicing being very powerfully present with each other and having good conversation. So I'm so honored to like hang out with you. We watched the sun come up, Dallas in the background. It's been incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we both leave our families to come here and do this. Yes. And so to connect with somebody like this and to have this power, you guys know, I always talk about, it's about controlling your nervous system. It's about when you can be fair with yourself. You have to put in the work, you have to train for it. And this is a great way to train for it. So if you haven't checked out Jessica yet, you have to go check her out. Put a link down below. Perfect for people who work to be able to get outside in nature and handle the nervous system, right? Get back to nature, get comfortable. There's study after study that shows how great nature is for you. And so check out Jess. I just wanted to introduce her to you because she is amazing. And so if you can get a little bit of Jessica in your life, you're gonna be lucky too. But I'll talk to you guys later. Jess, awesome. Thanks,
Mike.
I had to share that because there's a couple things that really impressed me with that. So when I watched that on the Facebook page, Mike had posted it, and I was like, hey, there's Jessica. I know Jess. And I was like, one, I don't think that I could stand alongside somebody who was complimenting me and receive it as gracefully as you were able to receive the compliments. I think that's really a testament to just how grounded you are. I get very shy and uncomfortable if anyone compliments me whatsoever. But, you know, then having that opportunity to really like, no, it's something we believe in, both Mike and yourself, and share that with a larger audience. And then Mike just hits the nail on the head at the end. It's about this nervous system, which ties to what I said at the very beginning of the show before I even introduced you, that the psychiatrists are doing studies right now showing that we may be killing our children, that we are loading them up on cell phones and unplugging them from life and plugging them into the virtual world. And so the nervous system is becoming overstimulated from the age of two touching screens to the point where they're having panic disorders in high school. And I think that the psychiatrist may want to start studying the adults next, because I'm pretty sure we have dopamine problems as a result of the same thing, which is why I reached out to you. And I was like, Jess, you got to come on to the show and we got to talk about this, because if people are not aware of what's happening in the way that they're being manipulated right now, then if I really truly believe that I'm doing a service to the people by offering this show and the different topics, then I'm leaving out something that I know to be true that can benefit people. And so I appreciate the work that you're doing in order to not only bring this to the corporate side of America, but doing the keynotes. You did a woman's retreat, I know, a while back. I think you have another one coming up at some point. I thought I saw something about that. But you're helping people reconnect that aren't just in business, but you're helping people reconnect to something that's really important: maintaining a healthy central nervous system, being able to look at the political headlines and go, this is all going to be okay. And reconnecting with people at a human level. So you're already winning in my book across the board on all of these things. I'm curious, Jess, as we kind of wrap some of our time here together, what would you want people to know about getting in touch with you? What are some of the areas that you feel you can help, where you've been successful already? What type of person should be reaching out if you want to connect with Jessica to learn a little bit more and maybe take this challenge that Jess literally just challenged me on during the show?
No warning. So, I gave you no warning on that.
No, I had no warning of that. But my bold Americans, we're going on an adventure together, but you're going to have to contact Jess for that. So
for sure.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for playing the video of Mike and I. We are dear friends, and we recently just met and had that walk. Funny story, that walk was actually the morning of the time change. And so we were up extra early to see the sunrise and take a walk. So, who should reach out to me? I work a lot with sort of two groups of people right now. I work with impact-driven executive leaders and companies. And I've always worked for companies that are very mission-driven. And now I am working for myself, and it's all about this mission of harnessing the power of nature, the movement of the medicine of movement, and unplugging from tech. And so I want to inspire other people to use this to have a greater impact in their business. I also work with entrepreneurs. I'm a business coach, so I help entrepreneurs write their business strategies and figure out how to overcome roadblocks. And then finally, I'm like a keynote speaker, which I love sometimes the most because I get to share my story with wider groups of audiences. But anyone who would like to join the Hike Challenge, you can actually text Hike, H-I-K-E, to 33777. And you're going to go ahead and just get my free guide on how to practice this every day in your life. And then if you choose to take it a step further, I can be actually inspiring you every day to get out in nature and do this. And then my website will be launched. Actually, my website will probably launch by the time this airs. And so you can just go to www.hiketobecome.com and you can learn a lot more about me and actually contact me directly there.
So that's www.hiketobecome. Is that the letter two or T-O?
T-O.
All right. I'm going to put that up on the screen too. And that's a .com. That way people can see that as well as it's scrolling through. I'll bring myself back on the screen. Perfect. All right. Well, Bold Americans, make sure that you're going over. Check out this great resource that you have of Jess and really a research driven concept as well. I'd be curious. I'm going to put out a public call here to a few listeners. Dr. Henry Ely and Robert Scott Bell. Okay. They are two individuals that occasionally I know will listen into the show. And I think that you posed a question out there asking if other people had some data. If there's two individuals that I would imagine have that data, it's one of those two individuals. And so, you know, if you're a Bold American listening to this show, make sure you tag my good friend Robert Scott Bell as well as Dr. Henry Ely in the repost if you're putting this out on the social media platforms, and let them know that there's a call for their assistance in some research for Jessica. And we'll get them in touch with you as well, Jess, so that way maybe they can speak with you a little bit more and learn something along the way as we're all on this journey together.
Love it. Thank you, Greg. Yeah, that would be phenomenal.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thanks for being a part of the show, and thanks for all the help that you've been to me in the past. I will share with listeners that one of the things that I believe Jess was beyond valuable for me was about a year ago being on the America Out Loud News Network. I was wondering, you know, so many people listen to the show, but so few people actually reach out. And when that happens, you can feel like you're in this vacuum of, do people even care about what I'm doing? And Jess, you were vital in reassuring me that not only is my voice important to individuals, but that the subject matters of what I was doing were important and valuable. And so I launched my Patreon actually because of you. So the Patreon page that people can go to, it's right there at the bottom, patreon.com/AmericaEmboldened. It's a way to support the show. So if you like the content like this and all the other shows, you can go straight over to the Patreon page and become a subscriber. And I'm appreciative of that because, as you know from talking to me, that's not something I was comfortable with doing during that conversation. I was like, I don't know. And you're like, no, Greg. Here's how it is. Greg.
I do that sometimes, as you know.
And so it was appreciative. And so I love you and the perspective that you bring. And so thank you so much for being a part of the show today. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me. And I'll leave your audience with this. Knowing you as I've known you for years and the heart that you have and the work that you do, and I know you're bad at taking compliments, so brace yourself. You're doing incredibly important work right now where everyone is in this place, like you mentioned, the political divisiveness and just people kind of trying to figure out which side is right. And what I appreciate so much about the work you're doing, Greg, is you're fearless and you're unafraid of just exploring something different, something unique, and getting opinions from everyone. And you're teaching people to listen to both sides. And I appreciate that deeply. And I just want to say, like, your listeners, myself, everyone's so lucky to have you, and your fearless attitude towards really making sure independent media has a voice. So thank you for that.
No, thank you, Jess. All right, Bold Americans, we hope that we honored your time well. I hope that you're able to maybe bring down the central nervous system a little bit, ground yourself, find a little bit of advice. Go on the 7-day challenge to start off here with me. Contact Jess for more information about how you can go into the 31 or text over hike to 33777 in order to get signed up for an official hike. Then let me know at Real Greg Bolden how the journey is going for you. Was this beneficial? So join me on X or go over to the Patreon page and let me know how your journey in reconnecting and finding purpose and a sense of self is going for you. You've been watching or listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden. Be bold, America.